This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. So people are always asking me, Kennedalia, how can I get the most bang for my buck in terms of making myself feel better and living a sexy life full of hot freedom? I think about this a lot. So I go back to a conversation that I had with a camera operator when I was following around all of the deadliest catch boats in Dutch Harbor, Alaska. And, you know, this is a really interesting guy who had spent a lot of time on the deadliest catch boats. So he was adventurous, he was well-traveled, and a very curious person. In addition to being a filmer, he was also a journalist and collecting stories and anecdotes throughout his time traveling throughout the world on these great adventures. And so we got on the topic of people who live over 100. And we were trying to figure out what are the commonalities for people who live to an advanced age but still have a high quality of life. And he said that he was very curious about it because he himself wanted to live past 100. And he wanted to do so with as much of what he felt like was himself intact. And, you know, that means a functioning brain and body, a full spirit, still a sense of adventure. And he said that the one commonality that he had found cross-culturally, just in the anecdotal tidbits that he had taken in over his time traveling, not time traveling, but his time as a traveler, was cold showers, that people who live to be old and happy and functioning took cold showers. And it didn't matter if it was India or Japan or Scandinavia, people who lived to be old took cold showers. And so just over the last couple of years, there has been a big resurgence in the idea of the cold plunge. Athletes have done this for a long time. And, you know, anytime there is behind the scenes footage of training rooms and professional locker rooms, you always see guys in big corrugated tubs filled with ice and, you know, a little bit of water. And it looks really miserable, but they know that it is the best way to heal and prevent injuries, reduce inflammation, and get people functioning optimally as quickly as possible. So the idea of cold plunges has really taken off just in the last, I would say, 5 years. And so now, you know, when I think about getting a little country cottage, the first thing that I want is a sauna because I'm not dumb. And the second thing is cold plunge. And the idea of going back and forth between hot and cold seems really invigorating to me. And I've always loved kind of challenging myself if I'm ever in a setting where there is a cold body of water that I try and go in for as long as possible and see what I can withstand. Same goes for ocean swimming. I actually prefer not wearing a wetsuit, and I like to see how late in the year I can go in the Pacific Ocean around Los Angeles. It's not like I'm in the Pacific Northwest in the Pacific without a wetsuit in December, but I do like to see how far I can push it, how late in the year I can go without wearing a wetsuit, because I know there are tremendous benefits to being in cold water as long as you can before you get hypothermic. And, you know, it does have to do with fighting disease, fighting inflammation, and creating a good ecosystem within your own body. And for some reason, cold water does that. Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
So if you don't have a cold plunge and you don't like the icy cold water, what can you do? Take a cold shower. So the benefits come in fast and furious in terms of weight loss and improving metabolism, also improving the way your skin and hair looks. So if you're doing it purely for vanity reasons, here's what you do. I love taking a nice hot shower. I love hot showers. It's almost like a form of punishment. The hotter, the better. Gets all the conditioner out. But then the hair shaft is still open. The cuticle and the hair shaft is still very much open, and you want that to close. So the best way to do that is with cold water. So what I do, every shower I take, it doesn't matter the month, it doesn't matter the time of day, I take a hot shower, and then at the end, for 2 minutes, I turn the water off, because that's a kind of shower device I have, and then I turn it on to the very coldest setting, and then I just count to 10, 12 times, and I go front, I go back, I do my hair from the front, I do my hair from the back, I get my face, I get as much exposed, uncomfortable skin as I possibly can, and you'll be amazed, because you start to like it. You start to look forward to it. And there have also been studies that cold showers improve your mood. So yeah, you kind of don't look forward to it when you're in the middle of a hot shower, because we all know how fun it is to linger in a nice hot shower when you got nothing but free time and you're scrubbing all your parts with your various tinctures and you know, salty sugar scrubs. It's fine. I don't judge. I think it's great. I have a bathroom full of products just for such usage. But then when you're done and you're ready to seal the deal, improve your life and make sure you live to 100, then you can start by going just shy of lukewarm and try that for 20 seconds. If you can handle that, then do it a little bit colder and do it for 30 seconds to the point where, you know, you get to 2 minutes, you are cooking with some gas. It really does give you all the benefits you need. I mean, if you want to dump a couple bags of ice into super cold water in your bathtub and sit in there and see how long you can take it, be my guest. Have at it. I think that that is wonderful, and your joints will thank you. And I know a lot of people who do marathon training, when they start to get into those longer mileage, long run weekends, they do the same thing. They dump a bag of ice into the bathtub, cold water, and sit there, you know, from the hips down as long as they can to soothe those joints, heal the inflammation, heal any muscle tears, and that way they can get back on the road. Of course, there are people who shouldn't take cold showers. You know who you are. You have coronary artery disease. You have hypertension. You've got some autoimmune skin issues. Sure, those people don't want to take, they don't want long exposure to cold water. But for the rest of you, if you want a little bit of a metabolic boost, if you want a little bit of a mood boost, if you want to exit the shower feeling happy, you don't think you're going to right now, especially when it gets into the colder months, but you absolutely will. Your body will adapt. Your lungs will adapt. That feeling of that you normally get when you enter cold water, that starts to dissipate as your body gets used to the process. And then when your hair and skin and body are super sexy, when everyone else is a fatty boom boom right in between Christmas and New Year's, go ahead and thank me, because you have plenty of time to start trying it. Let me know how it feels. I'm always here for you. No, I'm not spying on you in the shower like the monkey who spied on Cat in our South African treehouse. But I am pulling for you in all the right ways and all the cold places. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
Mm-hmm. I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in free-fall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.